Gmail Gryuwapnetri, your mail to inquiry@fuckedifhuman.net, one message inquiry@fuckedifhuman.net, wed, August 31st, 2016 at 5:08 p.m. to gryuwap.net@gmail.com or to reply to inquiry@realuphuman.net, @gryuwap.net, @muckeduphuman.net, @fuckeduphuman.net == dear interested or concerned or directly referenced internet users. The four websites that are mentioned in this header auto-reply is a set of unique internet domain name presence that has been standing in my ownership care for more than 10 years now, effectively with the crossover period of October 2009. All four will be 10 years, but in general these domains are for use in a triad namespace, not a quad naming space. Each of these internet domains are not considered at this time a coded graphical web user interface, UI, operation, but considered, in terms of scientific information theory, in MEMTCS as memspaces. For info, see http://memspace.net, Global Cyberspace and Personal Memspace, Kurzweil, www.kurzweil.net. A superscript or essays, Ray Kurzweil, February 21, 2001, Global Cyberspace and Personal Memspace. http://www.kurzweil.net/global-cyberspace-and-personal-memspace. Also see reference to personal information systems and the library role archived at http://relifhuman.net/itemproofs/history-driskill/personal%20information%20systems%20 the %20 library %20 role.pdf, November 1, 1987. Note the administration ownership of these domains is James Martin Driskill, IFSI Sept 1, 2016, to be known as Martin J. Driskill, martin.j.driskill@gryuwap.net, and can be found period listed this these same library journal publications a month prior this publication. http://relifhuman.net/itemproofs/history-driskill/public%20access%20microcomputer%20services%20inches%20public%20libraries.pdf, September 1, 1987. And reference this writing on Wikiworld, please. http://wikiworld.com/wiki/index.php/in-the-mind-way, the pathway that the mind travels. We know it exists today because so many of us have personally experienced it and speak about it with face-to-face language. We have it, but it has an unusual characteristic that provides no means of a historical chronicle should it decay to ruins. It is silent to our ears, no audio recording can exist. It is invisible to our eyes, no photographs can be taken. Can't touch it, no smell or taste. It does exist, and what exists around our world usually follows either natural effects of time decay and withering away by accidental or hostile acts of destruction. Should it disappear, it will be lost. An Individual Human Thought, Monday, October 14, 1996, 7:48 p.m. PT. The birth of In the Mind Way. This is most beautiful. Please give us some links if there are any. You are most welcomed. Jim Scarver. And what about truth? Does anybody care about truth? We do not know what we think we know because truth is not absolute and it is not arbitrary. Jim Scarver. Note, I may move the below information to a new page, but for right now. You asked, the answer is, I do care about truth. But as you say, truth is not absolute. Not so fast, I will explain. But I wholeheartedly agree, truth is not arbitrary. My truth, your truth, universal truth, all can have infinite facets of the good life. Holding virtue for certain self-truths or group mind truths is not an absolute moral truth. What I mean here is, can we have an absolute moral truth anyway? The All About Philosophy, Moral Truth article, 2, suggests there are many problematic situations placed upon moral truth, and as such the article gives the conclusion suggestion that moral truth cannot be absolute. Moral truth, why does it matter? When self-interest rules, it has a profound impact on behavior, especially how we treat other human beings. The notion of human dignity depends on there being objective moral truths. Instead, we can discard people when they become troublesome or expensive. With moral relativism, anything goes. The death of objective morality is filled with an anything goes mentality. Nothing is ultimately wrong if you can get away with it. I will directly provide a displacement view of analyst considerations to these two quotes. Instead, we can discard people when they become troublesome or expensive. Nothing is ultimately wrong if you can get away with it. Under a memetically active system that I conceptually hold by memspace by domain names, I profoundly disagree with this article's stance, and there is something of cultural change that can be placed into the record, especially if there is a conflict that has arisen from one person's, or group, actions that is of self-interest, which actually has or will harm others or strip away our given universal human rights, including our human dignity. Let me offer the name of what I conceptually hold as possible displacement here: applied memetic engineering systems, a morality correctiveness model, goal of positive memetic engineering that I call to action as great reasons urbans will unite peace versus massive mischievous marvel of molding mark, using the memspace by domain at relifhuman.net, at gluup.net, at markedifhuman.net, at fuckedifhuman.net. Frankly, just cannot be discarded and will demand the attention of the offender. Hold true anymore. The purpose for bringing a situation and labeling it is for computer-aided conflict resolution, whereas outside of court but within this memspace, to remove what is most foo about something and settle it real up human and grow up. This can be established first most private communications with the element of possible publicly visible real negotiations will be very apparent motivators. Verizon already uses phone numbers at their domain. Think of a small application that when a phone receives a call from a particular number, the application can check the memspace for at relifhuman.net, at gluup.net, at fuckedifhuman.net, and return a trust valuation instantly. As long as what is posted of information there is the absolute truth to the circumstances involved, no defamation or libel suit could be pursued. No one would want to create the paradox of placing a false story to the record when, if such story could be then disproved, their identity would be immediately placed to the wrong side, character and reputation. It should hold its own moral truth soundly. Having great responsibilities for these domains has to be properly coded. The coding of my domain memspaces has to be full features to address the concern that is written in the Wikipedia article meme. 3. Louis Spenite as Bribisker MD, a critic of memetics, calls the theory a pseudoscientific dogma and a dangerous idea that poses a threat to the serious study of consciousness and cultural evolution. As a factual criticism, Benite as Bribisker points to the lack of a code script for memes, analogous to the DNA of genes, and to the excessive instability of the meme mutation mechanism, that of an idea going from one brain to another, which would lead to a low replication accuracy and a high mutation rate, rendering the evolutionary process chaotic. I envision that moral truth can be absolute along with all universal truths, group mind truths, down to your truth and my truth, with the proper inclusion of code script as mentioned. Memspace 4. The memspace is an abstract cultural container populated by memes. Memes are similar to genes and viruses in that they tend to propagate, evolve, corrupt, and mutate. All these actions take place in the meme space. As a direct result, the meme space is considered volatile and prone to errors and corruption without rigorous error correction. The rigorous error correction is the exact presence on the web, the user interface to initiate user-to-user communications and to define the parameters and acceptable outcomes and non-acceptable outcomes privately first and then possible public should no agreement be reached. Should be a simple idea, then I would like the ability for partner websites to interface with data held in memspace. There is always the ability to correct the record on any data across all pages on the internet. What are our shared responsibilities given to us? For the record. Special regards, a two-fold book titled Combined Quote which both books can be found at Google Books. Google Book Search, Go Fix Some Weighty Truth. 5. There are very many book title matches. Current result August 5, 2012 about 483 Google Book results, 0.27 seconds. This is a very important true fact and not a joke. These words written a while ago should be something that guides us all, but has been lost in our world of modern society morals. I now begin with just two of the book sources which contain various versions of these same sourced words. Much instruction from little reading, or extracts from some of the most approved authors ancient and modern, 6 various authors, specific pages 37-38, History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter, Pennsylvania, 7, Preface, the combined quotation is, Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? Amid her fair ones, thou the fairest choose, to chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and with warm heart forgiven be forgiven, let work not words thy virtue prove, go act as well as prate. And then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp, and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he, who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community, and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record, should deliver a plain, unvarnished tale. Equals domain name, muckydiffhuman.net status, client transfer prohibited https://ican.org/app/client-transfer-prohibited status. Client update prohibited https://ican.org/app/client-update-prohibited updated date, the 2nd of October 2015 creation date, the 15th of October 2009 expiration date, the 15th of October 2016 as soon as someone is willing to code me the necessary macro keys. All email addresses at muckydiffhuman.net are resounded to at muckydiffhuman.net unless someone can give me a good, very good reason why not. See, http://muckydiffhuman.net/%23mpatapo/binding-knot-of-reconciliation/, see posts online in reference to these domains at
http://community.gruup.net/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup.net/06/http://community.gruup. will unite peace. Dot.
At Gruwap Pound Community Pound PSA Building, binding knot of reconciliation called Batapa was missing in our modern world of information technologies. July 16, 2016, written by James Driscoll, owner, realafuman.net. Spoken voice text narrative of this link and post written by James Driscoll, owner, realafuman.net. Dear LinkedIn community, note, some of the grammar and word usage is still be corrected in this full address, but for the most part one hope it is understood. If you can offer me assistance in wording this more general common writing out of what is my overall style of idealist definition mimetic writing here, please offer comments or corrections either below or direct me at linkedin-community-post@gruwap.net. Thank you. I have tried to bring a community together in unification of peace building efforts, but have been so mistaken as a threat that I cannot see why a community member such as I am has been so silenced and so drastically pushed down into the gutter of non-intelligent discouragements, distractions and disruptive forces in what is apparent to all concerns local community against me, both visible and hidden agendas, which is against the sanity of any and all decency. This too included an ongoing repeating cycle of harassment communications captured and documented that I have received for months and months. Documented here and here a stolen vehicle of my car last January. Documented here and here and other very hurtful and hateful electronic conversations such as this one is cited as being beyond the pale. Documented here. Further later also beyond the pale is that these sources of communications targeting at me as of harassing intentions of phone aids and name identities, background check, truth finder, history research belonging to a deceased person from 2008 is documented here. To their sole conclusive motives that I can define from the whole view now passing over and living through received harassment and documenting it at all levels is a great conspiracy against me, which is obvious to these examples of actual real case documentations. For all of the reasons why I do not know but for sure one of the major influences brings with this is a distraction of truth for me to not be able to bring forward a true honored peace building solution to all these efforts I am attempting to empower to our collective community and informational society both of national and global definition of utilization in some future time development of coded digitally working active user interface. Because others cannot see the future of words placed in true real intentions to all of my community addressing because this community is frankly not listening to me as President Obama issued his national directives to our citizenry here in the United States. I am being so mistakenly characterized to the true intentions, and what is more important, I am attempting to use terms of our future knowing sciences and technologies in this endeavors at a manual level, when they are stuck at understanding words from levels of past term definitions. I am holding community addresses, see, http://community.gruwap.net to take into account future holdings of real truths and real platforms of ideals and real truths of why these are truths and holding development of our future society under these terms that they still lack of the need or interest or perhaps belief in these truths to remove their ignorance before reading me. This thus brings confusion and a non-interfacing a true understanding to what I am saying and further, as I am writing of future words and idealism, that I'm being insistent of this new direction of thought into the future science and technology truths of recombinant memetics.